Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Animal disease research is getting a boost as the federal government continues transitioning operations from Plum Island, New York, to the new National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan, Kansas. MBAF Director Steve Witt says the state-of-the-art laboratory will strengthen the nation's ability to detect, study, and respond to serious animal diseases.
As of March, all of the research activities at Plum Island had been stopped, and the research component has transferred to MBAF now. The Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory is still operating, but I believe by the end of September, they will be wrapping up their operations there as well and will be shifting the mission to MBAF as much as they can.
The facility is designed to support research, diagnostics, and training while helping to protect U.S. agriculture and the livestock industry from emerging disease threats. The move marks a major modernization effort for the country's animal health research infrastructure after decades at Plum Island. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says producers will receive a 60-day extension on premiums due between now and September 30th. Interest charges will not begin until after that extension period. She also said USDA is bringing back the 5% prevented planting buy-up coverage for fall planted crops. The added protection is designed to help farmers manage losses when weather or other conditions prevent timely planting. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.